The appropriations bills for agriculture are up in the House and Senate in Washington this week. The proposed legislation funds important agriculture and food programs and services, including food and medical product safety, animal and plant health programs, rural development, and farm services, along with marketplace oversight and nutrition programs. The bill calls for $142.5 billion overall. There was $20.9 billion in discretionary funding. According to the chairman, Hal Rogers, he said America's farmers and ranchers do their part to put food on our tables, and this bill is Congress's part to ensure the safety, productivity, and success of our agricultural industries. He said, in addition, this bill supports a variety of nutrition programs to help address one of our biggest national challenges, making sure that our most vulnerable, including children, do not go hungry. He said the bill honors our commitment to rural America and demonstrates to our farmers that they are not forgotten in Washington. From funding rural infrastructure developments to implementing programs within the new Farm Bill, this year's appropriation seeks to address the needs of rural America. One of the highlights of the bill is the legislation focuses on support of agriculture, boost rural communities, maintain food and drug safety, and provide nutrition for children, families, and seniors. In total, it's $142.5 billion, $1.5 billion below the president's request, and $3 billion below last year's 2014 level. Agricultural research is key. It's $2.65 billion for agricultural research programs, including the Agricultural Experiment Service and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.